Welcome to another episode of Escaping Addictions with God's Son, God's prodigal son, the son that squandered all that he had, that his father had given him, and got to a point whereas there was nothing left. There was nobody left. There was no love left. And the only thing that made sense was the father. That was the only person who ever cared. So, that's about the relationships. This episode is about Adam, and I talk about how relationships are important for addicts especially, but just for everyone in general too. So in the first episode we talked about God. I read some scripture from Job, and you know, showed how Job, if you read Job, the book of Job, into the later chapters, you see how Job eventually was in such agony and turmoil that he eventually started to curse the day he was born and stuff like that. And asked why was he created? Was he created just for this to suffer and stuff like that? So, and then you heard what I read about God's response to Job. And this was a righteous man. So, but the podcast was about our faithology in what the Bible says, and starting off with the character of God, the characteristics, the very person of God, and just basically his powers, how he's all powerful. He has all power over everything, and that even great beasts like the Leviathan are just little pets to him. And how can we ever compare to that kind of power? So the next person, and really persons in the Bible, are Adam and Eve and the serpent. And pretty, we know, we can even add in Cain and Abel. So, but it's basically about Adam. Adam was supposed to be Adam was like really the first Jesus, because through him was supposed to come a lineage of humans that would be in perfect relationship with God. That we wouldn't need, we wouldn't have sin in the world. And sin wouldn't have come if Adam hadn't disobeyed God. So Adam is the first person, the first man to be created on the face of the earth. God created Adam and put him in a garden. And his responsibility to God was to take care of the garden. And, you know, things like naming the animals. He had a very easy existence. And so eventually God said, well, you know, everything else has a counterpart, a female part to it. So God said that Adam should have it too. It's not good that he be alone. So he made Eve. So we all know the story. Satan comes along and tempts them. They fall. They sin against God. They eat from the tree, and that brings about sin into the world. So the important thing about Adam to remember is the relationship. It shows, chapter 2 in the Bible shows relationships, how man's relationship to first and foremost to God, but even his relationship to the earth, that we have a relationship with the earth, and we ought to take care of the earth and to tend to it, and to it's God's planet. It's God's, God created it. It's his, and we should take care of it. We have that obligation. So we also see that we also have a relationship with the with nature, with the animals, with the animal, and with the animal world. And in the same sense, we should be mindful of how we treat that relationship. As in modern times, you know, we have animal rights. Animals aren't to be treated cruelly or to be wiped out simply because they're for a profit of money and stuff like that. So then you get to the relationship with other people. That's why Eve was created, so that Adam could be in relationship with, especially, you know, with other people, with other humans, but especially the ultimate relationship is when a man and a woman join together and become one and raise, and they start a family. So chapter 2 is really about relationships, and the only way that these relationships can really be as being as they should be is that we have to be in right relationship with God. Because if that relationship isn't right, then no other relationships are going to be right. So, and this might sound kind of crazy, but it's also our relationship with sin, our relationship with Satan. And whether we like it or not, sin, we have a relationship with sin. But we have to, as we find in the third chapter, that when God counsels Cain, he says, sin is, you know, there waiting to pounce on you, but you have to master it. You have to master the sin in your life, because there are going to be, everybody has their iniquities and shortcomings and their fears and their prejudices and hates and envies and everything, you know. So, but we are to master those things. And the way we master them is with a relationship with God. So when our relationship with God is not right, and when we let our relationship with sin overtake us, as Adam and Eve did, then we just open the door for just untold amount of suffering to enter into our lives. Imagine that what Adam and Eve went through as far as their firstborn son killed his younger brother because of sin, because of envy and anger and things of that nature. So the point, the main points of chapter 2 and 3 is our relationship with God. That has to be first and foremost the most important thing in our lives. And if not, then things just get all messed up. And look at the way the world is today. It is very screwed up, to put it point blank, the way it is. To tell it just how it is, the world is screwed up. And sin is rampant. Sin is now celebrated and is encouraged. Another thing that's important to know, though, is in chapter 3 of Genesis, we also learn about God's mercy. That even though we sin, Cain committed a sin that most of us probably never would dream of committing, but by killing his brother. But even so, God had mercy. I won't say somewhat. I just say God had mercy on Cain and would not allow people to take vengeance on him. And he even, Cain went out and became prosperous. He got in relationship with his wife. He had a son. And he went out to be prosperous and to build cities. His family became inventors of certain things, I think, weapons and music instruments, stuff like that. So that is what we are being told to focus on in Genesis, in the second chapter and the third chapter, is relationships. Because, and it's just a simple thing, but it's something that we kind of take for granted. And it's a very important thing. Family is very important. Relationship with your surroundings is very important, with the earth. And most important, our relationship with God, because that helps us to, that gives us the power to overcome our relationship with sin. Well, I thank you once again for listening. This is another episode of Escaping Addictions with God's Prodigal Son. Yeah, the one who really learned about sin and how sin can overtake us, and how without a relationship with God, life can become hopeless. Tune in again for another episode. And until then, God bless, and let him keep you safe from sin and in a relationship with him. Let him keep you in a relationship with him, the right relationship, where he is above all things in our lives. Thank you. Good night.